You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Death of a radio legend, it's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Neither you or I ever meet Bernard McGurk. I don't remember.
No, I don't think so. We met his partner after he left, after Don Imus died.
Sid?
Sid, yeah, Sid Rosenberg. But I don't think I ever met Bernie. And if I did, it was very, very briefly.
Yeah, I feel like I did briefly, but I certainly never had a conversation with him.
A grip and grin real quick at some conference or something.
And I don't know how many of you listening to this podcast will know who any of these people are. I don't even know if you know who Don Imus is. He was one of the biggest hosts in the history of radio, and he died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a team of people around him, like we always have. And one of the guys on the show was Bernard McGurk, who was significantly younger and was he was a producer, but he was a one-liner guy. I mean, he would just pop up with a one-liner now and then, and it was regularly the funniest thing you heard that entire four-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
But he had this bit he did where he would play the cardinal, as in the Catholic Church cardinal. He's actually a devout Catholic himself. But he would mock the powerful in the Catholic Church in an irreverent style.
And he would mock the host, Don Imus, just mercilessly.
Right. So I don't know, having not seen this before, he would, when they were on TV for the TV crowd, he would take a FedEx envelope and put it on his head to kind of look like the white hat that
a cardinal wears. Yeah.
Cardinal might wear. So anyway, here's a little Bernard McGurk.
Cardinal Egan. Good morning, Cardinal Egan.
Good morning, God bless. Well, congratulations to you, Imus Lamar, for picking the correct bunch of morons in the stupid basketball finals. Your intelligence, Imus Lamar, and your foresight is exceeded only by your humility. And might I say, Imus Lamar, our eagerness to hear your future picks is exceeded by our eagerness to hear of Mrs. Imus picking out a nice coffin for your putrid corpse, you tired old reptile. You shut your suck hole. Nobody gives a rat's butt, you dirtbag, you. Let me just say this, Imus Lamar. God bless this Angelina Jolie woman for taking some time out from play acting in stupid movies and blowing half of Hollywood to help the poor colored folk in Africa, be Jesus, by shining a light in the horrors that take place in that godforsaken continent on a daily basis, Imus Lamar. Let me ask you this. Where the hell are the likes of Al Sharpton or the Reverend Jesse Jackass or Oprah or Spike or Whoopi or Puff or your man Schmuck Fool, be Jesus, when it comes to this stuff, Imus Lamar? Answer me, fella.
That's a good point, actually.
And congratulations, Imus Lamar, to CNN's Anderson Cooper for snagging the first interview with Miss Jolie after she gave birth. Who cares if CNN had to pay for the interview? It was worth it just to look at Miss Jolie's lips, I'll tell you that, Imus Lamar. Of more concern should be the fact that Sissy Boy Cooper also paid for a duffel bag full of Brad Pitt's dirty underwear, the little flippy jeez.
Let me just say this.
Go on ahead.
That's hurtful.
Eat me, you fella.
Wow.
That was a different era, huh?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm sweating at some of those jokes.
Yeah, I always did. It's funny. I would always get nervous when he was doing that bit, just as a listener. Yeah. So this is a podcast, not a radio show. There are no rules in a podcast, right?
Depends.
And we don't approve of whichever part of that might get us in trouble.
Yeah, there were some coarse terms there that I would never use.
Absolutely.
You would never use.
No, in fact, we only play that as an example of, thank God, times have changed. And things like that aren't aired anymore. Here's a little more Bernard McGurk.
It's obvious, hey, Mr. Maher, that this this Nancy Grace from Court TV is less a legal and more a loudmouth legal a-hole, BGs. She's clearly no Clarence Darrow or Dan Abrams, for that matter, hey, Mr. Maher. The dingbat should get her facts straight before trying to lynch some innocent white college boys. Becoming clearer by the day, hey, Mr. Maher, that the smartest thing to ever come out of Nancy Grace's mouth was some law professor's manhood, BGs.
No,
forgive me.
No,
that's
no,
not, Mr. Maher, say, we live in prayer. No.
What?
Whoa. Whoa. Well, that's where the term shock jock came from.
Yeah.
That's some edgy humor. But
yeah,
I tell you what, you know, in our defense and, you know, as important it is to pay tribute to a brilliant radio guy, how much of the not only like funny, but really relevant and smart comedy of Richard Pryor, for instance, Lenny Bruce, great guys who they were thinkers who presented their thoughts through comedy. It would be unairable today and their truths unheard because they were rude. And I just, I think there are certain realms, certain areas where the discourse of the past was too hurtful. And I think we've come in a good direction. There's other stuff, though, that if you can't listen to old comedy and realize, oh, different standards at a different time, there's something wrong with you, not with the comedy.
So that aired in New York, among other places. And but what are the rules in podcasting?
In terms of what?
Like what he just did there. You could have that on your podcast and people would either listen to it or not.
Well, it depends. I mean, if like protesters got angry enough, try to force Joe Rogan off Spotify, that sort of thing. It's the FCC doesn't enter into it. It's merely a question of angry protesters and corporations.
Mm-hmm. I suppose if you have advertisers, they can go after your advertisers.
Sure. Yeah. I remember early in our careers, this guy, we were talking to, he was from New York, and said, you guys would be a snooze in New York. And we're like, hey, whoa, dude, we're paying you for your time. Why would you say something like that? But he was right, because Don Imus had Bernie McGurk saying stuff like that at the time.
Right, yeah, and then Stern competing across the aisle.
Oh, so. Right, trying to outshock each other.
Yeah. Well, I didn't approve of any of that.
Hated it.
If you heard any laughing, it was coughing. It was me coughing.
Or it was our coworkers who will bear the brunt of whatever outrage should come in our direction.
Let me turn it slightly serious and bring some important content to this conversation in that this guy, Bernard McGurk, who I started listening to when I was very young, so he's not that old. He's 64 years old, died of prostate cancer, which is 95% survival rate for prostate cancer, which, you know, means 5% don't make it. But according to some other radio hosts I just read, he'd had some problems and ignored them and didn't go to the doctor and get just a blood test, which is all it takes, man, to find out if he got it. And he probably would have been able to catch it in time, according to one of the host friends, if he'd ever gone to the doctor. But he didn't. So don't ignore that stuff. It's just a freaking blood test. I do not understand that. I'd rather not know. I've never. I know people. I know smart people who have that attitude. I'd rather not know. Mm-hmm. I don't get it at all. I just
especially
go get a blood test.
There are some pretty good interventions that are fine.
Yeah, it's not going to be a problem. It ain't going to be great, but it's better than dying.
You know, the gals are, generally speaking, so much better than the fellas. But fellas, get the test. It's a PSA test. They don't even put the finger up your yoo-hoo anymore, which is kind of a shame if you ask me. But and get a colonoscopy, for the love of heaven, please. Thank you.
When Bernie would go into that whole your wife doesn't want to have sex with you and is sleeping with other people routine.
And wants you to be dead.
Wants you to be dead. Can't wait till you die so she can date other people. That's some edgy humor right there.
You withered old corpse, bejeez. I'm missing the barn.
I can't imagine insulting the radio host like that as...
Hey, maybe I need my job.
In, Michael.
No, I need my job.
Nah, we need to be thicker skinned.
Well, I guess that's it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.